President Barack Obama continued his outreach to the Muslim world in April with a visit to Turkey. There was generally favorable response across the political spectrum in Muslim countries to the president's public statements, such as this pledge made before Turkey's parliament in Ankara.
We seek broader engagement based on mutual interest and mutual respect. We will listen carefully, we will bridge misunderstandings, and we will seek common ground. We will be respectful even when we do not agree.
The president's approach seems to enjoy popular support back home as well. The latest Washington Post ABC opinion survey shows that 81% of Americans believe it is important for the U.S. to engage the Muslim world. That's also the conclusion of the report by the U.S. Muslim Engagement Project. Former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright, one of its authors, said the president is already adopting several of its recommendations.
In terms of diplomacy and conflict resolution, he did say that resolving the Israeli-Palestinian issue was of major import, and he immediately named Senator George Mitchell as his envoy in order to work on that particular issue. On Iraq, he made a commitment to a relatively fast drawdown. On Afghanistan and Pakistan, he also felt very strongly that it was very important to deal with that as a regional diplomatic issue and has named Ambassador Holbrook as his representative in order to deal with issues there.
At the meeting with ambassadors from member states of the Organization of the Islamic Conference, or OIC, Albright laid out the project's strategies for combating Islamic extremism. First, elevate diplomacy as the primary tool for resolving key conflicts involving Muslim countries. Promote broad-based economic development in these nations. Foster mutual respect and understanding between Americans and Muslims. And finally, support efforts to improve governance and promote civic participation in predominantly Muslim societies. Former Congressman Vin Weber, another group member, pointed out that the Bush administration policy of promoting regime change by military intervention strengthened the misperception that while the U.S. is calling for democratic reforms, Washington is continuing to support repressive governments in allied Muslim countries.
But it's a fact that, unfortunately, the word democracy has become a code word in recent years for regime change and maybe for armed intervention in regime change. But at the end of the day, there's a core value that Americans have stood for that we have to continue to stand for, and we cannot allow that as well to become a fundamental impediment to improving the relationships we're talking about.
Weber said the report recommends fighting poverty and using U.S. political and economic leverage with authoritarian governments to promote democratic reforms and create a middle class and a civil society. The OIC ambassadors were generally pleased with the report. Moroccan Ambassador Aziz Mekouar called it a most constructive blueprint for building relationships of cooperation between the United States and the larger Muslim world.
I think that President Obama has taken very good steps immediately after he took office by appointing Senator Mitchell as a personal employee who went there several times. And, of course, Secretary Clinton also went to the region. So we are seeing a lot of goodwill, more than goodwill. We're seeing a lot of action to try to help solve the conflict in the Middle East and in the basis of the two-state solution.
Libyan Ambassador Ali Aujali agreed, but said the Arab world is waiting for some concrete policy changes, especially in regard to Israel's continued expansion of settlements in the West Bank.
Until we see this, the changing for American foreign policy in the Middle East, and we see the Americans that shifted from supporting each side, one side against the other side, until we see a clear position of the administration that they will help to stop the new settlement, I think the Arab world still will not believe that there is a change in the administration foreign policy.
In the face of such skepticism, members of the engagement project hope their proposed new strategies will help guide the Obama administration to a more productive dialogue between the United States and the Muslim world. For Mohammed El-Shenawi, I'm Rob Sivak in Washington.